This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. health authorities Monday cut in half the recommended isolation time for people with asymptomatic COVID-19. This as President Joe Biden warned Americans not to panic amid a surge of cases threatening wider social disruption. Speaking about the rapidly spreading Omicron variant, Mr. Biden said some U.S. hospitals could be overrun, but the country is generally well prepared to meet the latest surge. The coronavirus continued to punch holes in airlines' busy Christmas holiday schedules Monday, with multiple airlines saying spikes in cases of the Omicron variant have caused staffing shortages. The CDC recommendations, which cut isolation for asymptomatic cases from 10 to 5 days, opened the way for people to return to work sooner, minimizing the prospect of mass labor shortages in key parts of the economy. The recommendations further suggest that the 5-day isolation period be followed by 5 days of wearing a mask when around others. Here is some other coronavirus news. The French government will order companies to oblige employees to work from home for at least 3 days in a bid to stem a fifth wave of COVID infections, the prime minister said. Denmark, Greece, and Iceland report record daily coronavirus cases as the Omicron variant makes Europe the global hotspot for infections and deaths. South Africans remembered anti-apartheid hero Archbishop Desmond Tutu with cathedral bells, flowers, and warm words Monday, a day after he died in a Cape Town nursing home at age 90. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa paid tribute to Tutu after visiting his family residence in Cape Town Monday.